Hi, it's Mac. It's McAlpin here on Audio Boo. Saturday, the 31st of October. Heading home through the park, been out for a stride. What was a dreich morning at the car boot sale, home by 12 because of the rain. Then it turned into a beautiful afternoon, so now I'm walking home in glorious sunshine. And the irony. But anyway, I'm really pleased. I'm happy to be out in the fresh air and the sunshine and walking through this glorious wee park here. So I wanted to update the situation with my prostate issue, the possibility of me having prostate cancer. So 4 weeks tomorrow, 4 weeks back in other words, from tomorrow, I have been in for the prostate biopsy and was told at the time following the procedure that I'd get notification within 2 to 3 weeks. Well, 2 weeks came and went, and 3 weeks came and went, and I thought, well, 4 weeks is going to come and go. I may need to write them a cheeky letter. Anyway, yesterday, just about 12 noon, one of those brown envelopes comes through the door with NHS stamped on, embossed. And I took it into the living room where my wife was sitting with a cup of tea watching the telly after doing her housework. And I opened the letter. She knew it was National Health Service because she could see the stamp. And I opened the letter and read it from the very top, including the hospital's address and the consultant and everything. Because I guess I was postponing the reading of the actual context of the letter. And then I read it, and my wife asked me to read it out. And for the past 4 weeks, I have not been conscious of the fact that I had been thinking or worrying or being concerned about the results. Not consciously. In fact, as I said earlier, I was getting a wee bit miffed that they hadn't replied within the 3 weeks. I was more concerned that they hadn't actually sent me a letter out after the agreed time. Well, it wasn't agreed because they just tell you when you're getting it. But anyway. So she asked me to read it out, and I had read this silently into myself, the results, and I couldn't read it out. So, of course, because I couldn't read it out, my wife got out of the chair with a start and commanded me, read it out, what's it saying, read it out. And I couldn't, and all I could manage was to choke out the words, or the line or two lines that said that the results were fine and clear, etc., blah, 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 blah. And, emotions just spilled out from my wife, who cried, and I was already crying internally, tears running down my eyes, and I really wanted to blab. I really wanted to just blab like a baby. But anyway, cut a long story short, we hugged and kissed and cried, and very emotional. And I actually said to my wife later on, once I had managed to get myself back in order, because for a while I couldn't actually talk, I was struck dumb. I said to my wife, look, I honestly didn't think I was so worried about this. I genuinely didn't. And so I guess subconsciously, I have been worrying about it. And then as time went on, I have been getting more and more concerned. And where I thought that I was getting angry at the delay in getting notification, it was actually, and I'm only surmising this, it was actually my subconscious getting more and more anxious and concerned and worried And it all came out there and then. So, all clear, just 6 months of PSA blood tests, just to keep an eye on things. And God willing, I won't need to go back in again for a biopsy. Apparently, the dimensions of my prostate is, oh, I can't remember now. I may be wrong with these quotes. But anyway, what they reckon, because it's all based on the size of the prostate, the expected PSA readings in the blood. So my expected PSA readings would have been 6.9. And I was called in because it was 4.2. So what they're reckoning is that I'm actually below, or at least I was below, well below the PSA level for the size of the prostate. So again, it's monitoring now for the rest of my life, but good news, and I'm happy to report that to everyone. That is everyone who's listened to this, the progress, or has shown concern or commented on, you know, my diary, as it were, albeit a short diary. What was on my mind was, what would we have been like had we gotten the other letter, the one that confirmed I had prostate cancer. I wondered and thought about it long and hard, and even went to bed last night thinking about it. What state would we have been in emotionally? Because we were in a wee bit of a mess when we got the good news. I guess we may have hardened ourselves, tempered our emotions, and says, well, you'll just have to get on with the treatments. You know, they've got so many wonderful things now, and they can look after you and cure you or all sorts of things. And I know my dear friend Lee Storm at N2FGC, Lee has supplied me with masses of information over the past wee while regarding all kinds of things to do with prostate cancer, because of course, many might know that, may not know that her wonderful husband Art has been through that. So Lee has great knowledge of symptoms, diagnosis, prognosis, treatments, all kinds of things. And I do appreciate that, Lee. Really, really do. You know I do. So, there you go. Great news, not just good news. Absolutely great, wonderful news, and I thank the Lord for that. Really do. And now I just got on with back to normal life, as they say, and just keep in touch. Oh my God, I can't even think now. Anyway, regular blood tests, 6 monthly. Keep on top of the matter. Keep taking the tablets, as they say. Although I'm not actually taking any tablets for an enlarged prostate. Well, actually I am. That's not true. Actually I am. You see how I forgot about that? I forgot to take that particular tablet once a day. There you go. Anyway, thanks to everyone who's shown concern in any way whatsoever. Thank you so much. And now, that's enough rambling. And that's the end of the updates in my short diary on prostate. God willing, I'll never come back and have to talk about this again. And now what I have to do is to contact a dear friend of mine who went in for the same procedure on the same morning I went. But he is with Bupa in Scotland. So his treatment was done privately, if you like, rather than the National Health. But the exact same consultant who dealt with me deals with, would have dealt with him because they just move about all the time. But anyway, I need to find out from Jerry his results, and I am a little bit wary of contacting him in case he's got bad news. He's 10 years younger than me, Jerry, and I'm praying home because he has a young family as well. But my plan is to contact him and ask him if he's received notice yet, and if he had, what was the results, and depending on his reply, in other words, I have to be tactful. If he replies and says he's got his results and they're clear, I'll tell him I got mine's and it's clear, and so we can congratulate each other over the phone. If he tells me he hasn't got them, I'll say, yeah, well, I'm still waiting too, and ask him to contact me when he gets his results. And if he tells me that he has got them and it's proven positive, in other words, he needs treatment, I will tell him I still haven't got the results yet. And that's where I'm going to plan it, because the last thing I want to do is tell someone, a friend who has prostate cancer, who might have prostate cancer, that I'm okay, I'm clear. So I won't do that. So, as I said, you'll be a bit tactful, because he is a dear friend. Anyway, that's me. Thanks again. And cheery by the moon from a very happy Mac McAlwyn.